After the phone call was made to listener, Wayne Metecky and myself gathered up any equipment that we would need and got the keys for the work car and a .22 revolver that I was going to use on listener, along with a box of bullets, .22 bullets. And at the time, I'm sure I had a reason why I brought them box with me. It was probably to get rid of later after the killing, so I wouldn't have these type of bullets in my place. Anyway, I didn't bring a set of gloves. Wayne did. I had the underground parking where I live, so we went to the garage, loaded the stuff up in this Ford work car. We had a four-door Ford work car. And again, fictitiously plated and named. And we drove out to Hacienda around Rawhide. I think he lived. I'm not sure the street. No. And Wayne was to sit in the car and listen to the calls while I went into the house to kill listener. That was the only thing I was to do, was go in there and kill listener and get out of there. So when I went up to the door, I knocked on it with my knuckles, and he opened up the door, listener, and we greeted each other, smiling. And then as he shut the door, at that moment, I said to him, "What's that noise?" Because the stairway leading upstairs was right by the front door. Because I wanted to make absolutely sure there was nobody in the house when I killed this guy, or else I'd have to kill them too. So he says, "No, there's nobody home." I said, "All right," because I don't want nobody hearing our conversation. So we proceeded to walk into the den part of the house, which leads into the kitchen. And at that moment, I reached in my waistband in the back where my spine is. I pull out this .22 revolver and put two bullets into the back of his ear, leading up to his brain. And the son of a bitch turns around and looks at me and says, "What are you doing?" With that, I shot several more times, and I know I hit him all in the head because he was no more than a foot away from me. He makes it to the kitchen area and tries to go into the garage, and in doing so, the garage door button to open up the garage door outside is right there in the wall, and he hits it. And I know what that button was, and I hit it, which made the door go up a couple feet. He crumbles to the floor at the door there. I sort of peek out the garage to look, and I could see that the door was up. The overhead door was up about 2 feet. I grabbed, there was a water cooler there. I grabbed the electrical cord and attempted to strangle him, screaming that his wife knew I was there. And at this time, I mean, I had nowhere to go but other than to use any means I could to kill this guy, because it's beyond letting him live. So I tried to reach over to the counter to grab a knife, and I was a little afraid to do that because I didn't have no gloves on. But just before I was able to get over there, the door opened and shocked me, and it was Wayne, the guy I had in the car, Wayne Metecky. He comes in the house, and he's got these bullets, the box of bullets. And he said, "What the hell's going on?" He said, "How many shots? This guy ain't dead." I said, "I know. Son of a bitch don't want to die." So he takes the gun and he reloads it, and he gives me the bullets, or I got the empty cartridges. One of us put them in our pocket, and I know that they were, you know, taken out of the house. And I told him, "Grab a pillow from the couch there and give me two pillows, one for you, one for me." I stuck one in the front of his face, and Wayne held the one on the back of his head, and I emptied I pushed the gun up into his eyes or his face. I know I could feel it going up there. And he was trying to rise up a little bit with his body, and I put the remaining amount of bullets into his head. And it wasn't that much loud. It was much quieter than the first five or six bullets I emptied into his head. With that, I told Wayne, I said, "Man, I got blood all over me." I said, "We got to get this guy and dump him in the pool. I got to get this blood off me." So he opened up the sliding glass door, which led to the pool, dragged them to the pool and pushed them in there, sat them up and pushed them in there. It was like as though he went swimming. As he was going down, the blood was coming up. And we're knee-high or waist-high into the pool. And then we walked out of there. And Wayne told me to go to the car. He says, I'll continue looking in the house. I see if you can find recorders or phone books. So Wayne remained in the house while I went to the work car. He was in there, it seemed like for an eternity, while I listened to the police calls. When he comes out, he has nothing in his hands. He says, let's get out of here. And we drive out of there.